our families can find strength and unity in Jesus' name. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us remain standing for scripture reading. Please meditate on the word as I read. Today's scripture is from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 to 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated. Let us welcome Pastor Xiaowen for the word today.
Let us have a brief prayer. Lord, we commit today's sermon into your hands. May your Holy Spirit work amongst us. To enable us to understand your word. To live out your word. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. The topic of today's sermon is reconciliation with God. Dear brothers and sisters, kindly consider the following.
你是否经历过一个关系的破裂?
Have you experienced a relationship which has broken?
也许是最亲密的家人因为陈年旧事发生争吵之后彼此间的沉默或尴尬。
Perhaps it is the silence and awkwardness after having argued with a close family member over some past event.
也许是多年的好友因为一些误会渐行渐远。
Maybe you have drifted apart from a friend of many years.
虽然通讯录里面他的名字还在，却也找不到问候的理由了。
Their smartphone contact remains in your phone, but you cannot find a reason to reach out anymore.
又或是在这个高度手机化的社会里面,
or maybe even in our highly digitalized age,
我们社交媒体上有成千上万的好友,
we have countless friends that we record on social media.
但是当我们真正出现问题想要找人谈的时候, 却发现一个也找不到。
But when we are faced with true issues in our life, we can't find anyone to reach out to.
我们内心感受到前所未有的孤独和隔离。
Our hearts are fraught with unprecedented loneliness and separation.
这种隔离感是人类最普遍的痛苦之一。
One of the most common sufferings that man experiences is this feeling of being separated.
但是今天我想邀请大家思考一个更加的根本、更为深刻的隔离。
Today, however, I invite everyone to consider a more fundamental and a more profound kind of separation. That is the separation from the Creator, from life's origin. This separation is not the will of God. It originates from a choice made by men since the past. In the Garden of Eden, man made the choice to betray and be self-centered. This is commonly known in the Bible as sin. It concludes not only an inner emptiness, but even more so a spiritual death which separates us from God.
在这个隔绝的废墟之上，神亲自发起了一场伟大的和好。Yet
it is upon the ruins of separation that God initiates a grand movement towards reconciliation.
那这个和好呢，就是恢复破裂的关系。
This reconciliation is the recovery of our broken relationship.
今天我们一起来看啊，《哥林多后书》五章十七至二十页、二十一节这几段宝贵的经文。
Today we will study 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 to 21.
在这段经文当中呢，使徒保罗向我们揭示了这世上最美好、最彻底的一个关系的修复。
In these verses, the Apostle Paul reveals to us the world's most beautiful and complete restoration of a relationship.
不是我们努力的去寻找神，而是神主动在基督里面寻找我们。
We did not seek God of our own effort, rather God actively seeks us through Christ.
神主动发起了这个和好。
God has made the choice to reconcile with us.
我们来看第一，和好的基础，神在基督里的新创造。
The first point is the basis of reconciliation, a new creation by God through Jesus Christ.
林后五章十七节，如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过去，你看，都变成新的了。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
这节经文是我们整个和好的真理的起点和基石。
This verse is the starting point and the bedrock of the truth of reconciliation.
我们看保罗说的，若有人在基督里。
Paul's opening phrase is, if anyone is in Christ.
这不是一个抽象的概念。
It is not an abstract concept.
而是一个关系性、位格性的联合。
It is a statement about the relationship between us and God, as well as God's personhood.
它描述的是一种信靠委身、活在神主权下的一种生命的状态。
It relays a dependence and commitment, a state of living under God's authority.
那在一个在基督里的人会带来怎样惊天动地的结果呢？
What sort of world-changing outcome can the man in Christ bring about?
大家，我说的是惊天动地啊。
I'm speaking of a world-changing magnitude.
他就是一个新造的人。
He is the newly made man or new creation.
在希腊的原文当中，这个词还有极其强烈的意思。
In the original Greek text, this phrase has a more intense connotation.
它不是修修补补。
It is not just bettering oneself.
不是行为改良。
It is not just changing your behavior.
好像我们打破了一个瓷器，用胶水把它再粘起来一样。
Like a broken vessel that you just tape together.
不是，是一个全新的创造。
It is not, it is a new creation.
是一个新的物种。
It is a new being.
就好像神在创世纪中说，要有光，就有了光。
Just like how God commanded in Genesis, let there be light.
在神说有光之前，世界上有光这个物质的存在吗？
Before this command, was there light in the world?
没有。
No.
但是当神说有光的时候，就是一个从无到有，带着神圣大能的创造的一个行动。
This is an act of creation invested with divine power.
就好，我用一个比喻来说明。
Let me use a metaphor here.
啊，很多人都使用过这个比喻。
A lot of people use this metaphor.
就是毛毛虫。
The metaphor of a caterpillar.
无论它再怎么努力改变自己的爬行姿态。
No matter how the caterpillar strives to change the way it crawls.
无论它怎样立志要变得更快、更优雅，它还是一个毛毛虫。
Or no matter how it vows to become faster or more graceful, it is by its nature a mere caterpillar.
它的行走只能是蠕动爬行的。
It can only crawl.
但是
But,
但是当它经历了化蛹成蝶的时候呢？
After it goes through metamorphosis,
它拥有了一个全新的生命的态度、形态。
It now possesses a new state of life.
它可以飞翔了。
It can fly.
这种改变不是毛虫自我改良的一个结果。
This change is not a product of the caterpillar's self-improvement.
而是整个生命的彻底的更新。
It is a fundamental change in the quality of its life.
同样，在基督里的新创造。
Similarly, the new creation in Christ.
不是我们改变自新。
It's not our own self-renewal.
而是神将一个新的生命。
But a new life that God has placed.
一个基督的生命。
A life that Christ has placed.
放在我们里面。
Within us.
我们的核心身份已经改变了。
Our core identity has changed.
因此，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Thus, the saying, the old has gone, the new is here.
那这里的旧是指什么？
What does the old in the scripture refer to?
就是我们在亚当里面那个自我中心与神为敌的旧生命。
It refers to the self-centered, anti-God life that we inherited from Adam.
以及那个旧生命所带给我们一切的咒诅、捆绑和死亡的结局。
As well as the condemnation, bondage, and death that followed.
过去我们所经历的一切的伤害。
All the hurt that we experienced in the past.
别人对我们的定义。
How others defined us.
所有的这一切。
All of these.
在基督里面都画了一个句号。
It is.God places a full stop to all of these.
神看待一个在基督里的人，不再看他的旧事。
When a person is in Christ, God looks past the old.
神也不再纪念我们过去的所犯的一切罪。
And does not remember our past mistakes.
而是看我们在基督里面有一个崭新的形象和生命。
But looks towards our novel Christ-shaped life.
这是一个令人振奋释放的真理。
This is a liberating truth.
也就是你的过去不能定义你的未来。
Your past does not determine your future.
你的失败不能禁锢你的盼望。
Your failure cannot imprison hope.
最重要是别人对你如何看待你、定义你，不能定义在基督里面全新的你。
No matter how others define you, this definition does not apply in Christ.
我想起一个真实的见证。
I recall now a testimony to mind.
在很多年前。
Many years ago,
我和教会的一个姐妹去台北宣教。
A sister and I traveled to northern Thailand to evangelize.
那个地方就是很多的吸毒的人士。
There are many drunk adult people over there.
我们参观了当地的晨曦会福音戒毒中心。
We visited a Christian-affiliated drug rehabilitation center called Morning Light.
有一个弟兄讲到了他个人的见证，很触动我们。
We were deeply moved by a testimony given by a brother.
他是一个缅甸人。
He is a Myanmese.
他曾经深陷毒瘾。
He was severely addicted to drugs.
他的生活完全就被黑暗所笼罩。
His life was overshadowed by moral darkness.
每天活着就是想要吸毒。
All day, every day, he just wanted to take drugs.
为了毒品，他可以偷窃，甚至伤害亲人。
In order to obtain his drugs, he could commit theft and could even hurt his family.
他多次走进了监狱。
He had repeated jail terms.
所有人都认为这个人无药可救了。
Everyone around him thought him to be irredeemable.
说的不好听，他的生命就好像一个垃圾一样。
His life is like trash.
包括他自己也这样看。
Even he himself thought of himself that way.
在走投无路的情况下，他从缅甸逃到了台北。
Having no other options, he fled from Myanmar to northern Thailand.
后来加入了晨曦戒毒中心。
He joined this drug rehabilitation center.
在戒毒中心，他信主了。
He quit drug use.
那当然，戒断的过程非常的痛苦啊。
Of course, the process of quitting drugs is extremely excruciating.
但他里面有个全新的渴望。
But he has a new hope in Christ.
那就是他不想再过这么烂的生活了。
He did not want to live this drug adult life any further.
后来他戒毒成功。
He was able to quit.
并且他凭着坚强的意志力自学了中文啊。
By strength of willpower, he actually managed to learn Chinese.
他是一个缅甸人，他服侍的是华人群体。他为了服侍这群华人群体，就真的学会了华文，而且跟我们用流利的华文来分享他的见证。
Although he is a Myanmese, the people he was preaching to were Chinese, and in order to serve them, he went to learn the Chinese language.
他不但不再被毒品捆绑。
He was no longer bound by his drug addiction.
反而在戒毒中心积极的服侍。
He actively served within the drug rehabilitation center.
帮助和他相同经历的人。
Helping those with similar experiences.
当我在见到他的时候，当我见到他的时候，我觉得哇，这个人的生命真的好有基督的馨香之气呀。
When I met him, I thought to myself, this is a person with Christ's essence.
一个新造的人。
A newly created person.
这不是说道德的说教，而是生命的本质就是被神奇迹的改变了。
It is not achieved by moral lecturing, but by having the nature of your life miraculously changed by God.
他的旧事、吸毒、犯罪、绝望已经过去。
His old self, drug use, crime, and despair were all gone.
他的心事、自由、仁爱、盼望，在基督里面都变成新的了。
He has become a new self formed.In the freedom, love, and hope of Jesus Christ.
第二，我们来看神圣的发起。 林后五章十八至十九节，这一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他自己和好，并且把这和好的职分赐给我们，就是神在基督里使世人与他自己和好，不再追究他们的过犯。
The second point, the beginnings of holiness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
如果说十七节描述了和好带来的结果，
If verse 17 describes the outcomes of reconciliation,
那么十八至十九节就清晰地告诉我们和好是如何发生的。
Then verse 18 to 19 clearly portrays to us
以及它的源头
how this reconciliation happens.As well as its source.
保罗毫不含糊地宣告，一切都是出于神。
Paul tells us in no vague terms that all this is from God.
请注意，是神使我们与他和好，不是我们使神与我们和好。
Note the direction implied. God allows for reconciliation. It does not happen through human effort.
在人类所有的宗教当中啊。
In all human religions.
人们都在苦苦地寻觅。
Man searches to great lengths.
努力修行。
He cultivates himself painstakingly.
试图通过自己的功德、苦修、善行来讨好神明或者换取生命和平。
He attempts to curry favor with the divine and obtain inner peace through his own works, practices, and charity.
但基督教核心的信仰是颠覆性的。
However, the basis of Christian belief is the inversion of such norms.
不是人寻找神。
Man did not first seek God.
而是神寻找人
Rather, God sought man.
不是神走向，不是人走向神。
Man did not walk towards God.
第一步是神先走向我们。
But first, God chose to approach man.
这好像那个著名的浪子的故事。
This is like the well-known parable in Luke of the prodigal son.
那个小儿子耗尽家产。
This younger son exhausted his inheritance.
他沦落到吃猪食的地步。
He stooped to the level of consuming pig fodder.
就像一个犹太人吃猪食，真的是不可想象哎。
For a Jew to consume pig fodder, this is inconceivable.
当他决定回家的时候呢
？When he made the decision to return home,
他脑子里面想到是一个交易。
His mind was preoccupied with the notion of exchange.
他想的是我得罪了天。
He thought to himself, "I've offended heaven."
我得罪了我的父亲。
I've offended my father.
他期待父亲只是把他当成一个雇工而已。
If only my father would just treat me as an ordinary wage worker.
为什么？还有血缘关系吗
？Are there any blood ties still remaining?
他想还可以有一份工作和一口饭吃。
I just want a job. I just want food.
然而，当他还在远处的时候。
However, when he was still far from approaching the house,
他的父亲却看见他就动了慈心，跑过去抱着他的景象，连连与他亲嘴。
The father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
我们想象一下，一个人吃猪食，然后好久没有洗澡，是什么样子的味道？
What is the odor that is emitted from somebody who has been consuming pig fodder and has not showered in?
我就想他的父亲好爱他，竟然可以下得去嘴去亲吻他。
The father must truly love his son to do what he did.
所以我们也是这小儿子。
We are like that younger son.
我们在没有认识神之前，我们也是罪孽过犯，全身上下都充满了很多的臭烘烘的味道。
Before knowing God, we are like that younger son. Our whole body emits the odor of sin.
是父亲主动的奔跑，拥抱亲吻儿子，恢复了儿子的名分。
It is by running to him, throwing his arms around him, and kissing him that the father redeemed his son.
父亲没有追究他的过犯。
The father did not interrogate the son over his mistakes.
没有让他先洗干净。
He did not demand the son, go wash yourself.
也没有让他签那个保证书。
Nor make him sign a contract.
这个比喻正是神主动与我们和好的一个非常生动的写照。
This parable is a moving illustration of God's desire to reconcile with us.
经文接着说，不是不将他们的过犯归到他们身上。
Returning to Corinthians, verse 19 states that God did not count people's sins against them.
这揭示了一个和好的代价与基础。
This suggests to us the cause and foundation of reconciliation.
神是公义的，罪不可能不了了之。
God is just. He cannot permit sin to go unpunished.
那神如何做到不归咎我们的过犯呢？
How can God not consider our sins?
同时又保持了他的公义圣洁的属性。
While still maintaining his just and holy nature.
答案就是耶稣基督中保。
The answer lies in the person of Jesus Christ, our mediator.
我们的过犯没有归给我们。
Our sins were not counted against us.
是因为他归给了十字架上的基督。
It was because Christ took them upon himself on the cross.
是基督代替我们承受了我们本该所受的刑罚。
It is he who suffered our rightful punishment.
这就是和好的代价，是神儿子的生命。
This is the price of reconciliation.
也许我们还感觉到，哇，我们虽然是基督徒，
although we are Christians,
但是我们还是没有真正的认清自己的身份。
But we do not truly understand our own identity.
还是感觉到自己不配，不洁净。
We think ourselves unclean, undeserving.
还有一些人会被过去的过犯和别人的定义压伤。
We are still burdened by the definitions of others and our own mistakes.
但是听好这个好消息。
But listen here to the good news.
神主动的和好。
God actively reconciles.
是基于耶稣基督已经完成的工作。
It is through the already complete work of Jesus Christ.
而不是基于你此刻如何看待你自己。
But it is not about how you perceive yourself at this moment.
也不是基于你此刻的感受和表现。
It is not because of your feelings or behavior in the present.
我们自己的义真的是一个破抹布。一个抹布而已。我们自己如果算。
Our own will is like a dirty rag.
我们是靠耶稣基督的义。
We rely on the righteousness of Christ.
神向我们张开他的臂膀。
He opens himself up to us.
不是因为我们变好了。
Not because we have become better.
不是因为他的爱。
But because he is love.
他是恩典的源头。
Because he is the source of grace.
是因为他的爱。
It is because of his love.
和好是神主动发起的。
Reconciliation is what God initiates.
圣奥古斯丁年轻的时候，他追求知识。
In his youth, Saint Augustine pursued knowledge.
他但是他沉迷于情欲。
But he was preoccupied with emotional desire.
他有世界上最聪明的头脑。
He had one of the most brilliant minds in the world.
他渴望真理，却无法摆脱罪的捆绑。
He craved truth, but he could not break free from the bondage of sin.
直到有一天在米兰的花园当中。
Until one day in the gardens of Milan.
他因内心痛苦而失声，他因内心的痛苦而失声痛哭。
He was struck by great inner agony and he wept aloud.
为什么？因为他的大脑当中的知识没有办法解决他心灵里面的黑暗。
Because the knowledge that he had in his mind was unable to resolve the inner darkness of his heart.
忽然他听见隔壁传来孩子的声音。
Suddenly he heard the voice of a neighboring child.
拿起来读，拿起来读。
The voice said, read, read.
他顺从那个声音拿起了圣经。
He complied with the voice and held up the scriptures.
翻到罗马书十三章十三节至十四节。
He flipped to Romans chapter 13, verse 13 to 14.
行事为人要端正，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排，去放纵私欲。
Let us behave decently, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh.
那一刻，神的光照亮了他的心。
In that moment, God illuminated his heart.
他的抗拒和黑暗彻底的被真理所瓦解。
His inner resistance and darkness gave way.
奥古斯丁的经历正是这节经文活生生的展现。
Augustine's experience is a living application of these verses.
一切都是出于神。
All things originate from God.
是神在那一刻要救这个人。
It was at that moment that God wanted to save Saint Augustine.
使他成为教会两千多年最伟大的圣徒之一。
To become one of the greatest saints in the church's history.
去影响整个的教会历史。
To influence the history of the church.
第二，我们来看和好的职分，我们做基督的使徒。
The second point, our obligation to reconcile, acting on behalf of Christ.
零后五章十九节说，并且把和好的道理托付了我们。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
托付这个词原文中有信托、交托、重任的意思。
In the original text, this term entrust has the connotations of legal trust and transferring an important task.
这不仅仅是一个信息的传递，更是一份沉甸甸的责任和信任。
It is not only conveying a message, but it is a heavy responsibility imbued with great trust.
神将宇宙当中最宝贵、最能改变人生命的信息。
God passed on the universe's most valuable and life-changing message.
这个和好的福音。
This gospel of reconciliation.
交在你和我的手中。
Into our hands.
想象一下。
Let us think to ourselves.
你有一个能治愈绝症的配方。
If you have an antidote to a terminal disease,
世界上无数的人正被这个病痛折磨致死。
Countless people are being afflicted with this disease.
你会怎么做？
What would you do?
你会迫切地分享给你周围的人吗？
You no doubt be eager to share this treatment with others.
那今天我们所领受的就是治愈人灵魂之死，修复人与创造主关系的这样一个终极的良方。
Today, what we have received is the ultimate spiritual antidote capable of healing spiritual death and rebuilding the relationship between creator and creation.
神信任我们。
God trusts us.
将这伟大的真理已经托付给了我们。
He has confided in us this important truth.
我们怎么选择呢？
What should we choose to do?
把它锁在保险箱里面？
Can we hide it in a safe?
而是仅仅当作个人的珍藏品？
Should we keep it as our own?
我们再来看大使的身份。
Let us now take a look at our identity as Christ's ambassador.
零后五章二十节，因此我们就是基督的使者，神借着我们劝告世人，我们代替基督请求你们跟神和好吧。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
这是对新身份的一个极其荣耀和有力的宣告，我们是基督的使者。
This is a strong declaration about our identity as Christ's ambassador.
什么是使者？
What is an ambassador?
当一个人代表一个国家出席的时候，大使的时候，他代表的是自己吗？
Does the ambassador represent himself when he appears at a conference?
他代表是他所差遣的国家和元首。
He represents the country or leader which has sent him.
他拥有元首所赋予的权柄，传递是元首的旨意。
He holds the authority of the leader and conveys his intentions.
请注意，保罗不是说我们是基督的推销员。
Paul does not say anything along the lines of being promoters of Christ.
推销员推销的是产品。
A promoter markets a product.
当一个推销员推销产品，他想要的是什么？
What does a promoter desire when he's promoting his product?
业绩和提成啊。
He is concerned with his own financial records and interests.
但保罗说我们是基督的使者。
But Paul states, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors.
那使者宣告的是君王已经成就的事实和旨意。
Ambassadors declare the truth and intentions of their leaders.
我们也不是在传递我们个人的经历和见解。
We are not to pronounce our own views or philosophies.
我们传递的是天国这位君王神他的官方的信息。
As ambassadors, we pronounce the official statements and formal commands of God.
这个信息是什么？
What is this command?
是劝你们与神和好。
It is to implore you to be reconciled to God.
就劝别人与神和好。
To implore others to be reconciled to God.
当然，这个劝不是软弱无力的请求。
This term implore is not a request made in weakness.
我们说到劝的时候，就是哎呀，不要了，不要了，撒腰撒腰，和事佬。
When we think of the term implore, we think of a very soft, a connotation of persuading.
不是，是带着权柄和爱，迫切的呼吁和劝勉。
Instead of that, the term implore carries authority, love.Urgency and exhortation.
所以复活的基督
So the risen Christ
今天正借着我们
is speaking through us
向这个世界发出和好的呼吁
is sending to the world the message of reconciliation
并且伸出和好的橄榄枝
He is extending the olive branch of peace
向我们的邻居朋友家人去传福音
spreading the gospel to our neighbors, friends and family
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们每一个信主的人都领受了这个大使的职分。
Each of us who believes has been granted this role of ambassador.
这不仅仅是牧者、传道或长职、组长的任务。
This does not only apply to pastors and evangelists.
是每一个在基督里面新造的人的预备的职分。
but it has been prepared for every newly created person who is in Christ.
所以你生活的这些的领域就是你的外交领域。
The different aspects of your life are like diplomatic regions.
第三，我们来看和好的核心，那伟大的交换。
The third point, the core of reconciliation, a grand exchange.
灵后五章二十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
神是那无罪的，替我们成为有罪的，使我们在他里面成为神的义。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
如果说这整段经文是一个黄金的宝藏。
If the whole chapter can be likened to a heap of treasure,
那么这节经文就是宝藏中最璀璨的钻石。
Then this verse is its most brilliant jewel.
为什么？
Why is this so?
因为这是对福音最精简、最深刻的总结，被称为保罗神学的巅峰。
This is the most distilled and also the most precise consolidation of the gospel. It is known also as the pinnacle of Paul's theology.
它揭示了我们与神和好的核心的机制。
It reveals the crucial mechanism by which we can be reconciled to God.
一次伟大不对等的恩典的交换。
A grand unequal exchange made for grace.
基督为我们成为了，我们来看灵后五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪的。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
那无罪的指的是完全圣洁毫无瑕疵的神的儿子耶稣基督。
Him who had no sin is a clear reference to the perfect and holy Christ.
他从未犯过罪。
Christ did not commit any sin.
然而神却使他成为罪。
But God made him to be sin for us.
那什么是成为罪呢？
What does it mean for Christ to become sin?
这里的成为罪不是本质的转变，而是法律意义上的归算。
It refers not to a change in Christ's nature, but can be understood as a form of legal imputation.
Imputation, 归算。
Imputation.
他承担，也就是说，基督承担了我们罪的地位，但是他没有成为罪人。
Though he did not become a sinner, Christ bore the place of sin on the cross.
在法律地位上，他是一个被归算为罪人的这样一个人。
By all legal measures, he has taken on all the sin of man.
但是他本质上他是圣洁无瑕疵的，这样子的圣洁的本质。
By his nature, he is still perfect and holy.
在十字架上。
On the cross,
神将全人类所有的罪
God put all of man's sin upon Jesus.
过去、现在、未来的
The past, present, and future sin
都归算在了基督的身上
It was all imputed to Christ.
他完全地承担了罪的刑罚和咒诅
He took on the entirety of sin's condemnation.
所以当主耶稣在克西马尼园滴乳滴那个汗如血滴的时候
In the Garden of Gethsemane, when Christ's sweat became blood,
是因为他即将知道他要尝那罪的苦杯。
It was because he knew that he would drink of sin's cup.
他在十字架上大喊：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
On the cross, he cried, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
是因为圣洁的神要掩面不看他。
It was because holy God would not look upon him.
而三位一体的真神是完全合一的。
And the Trinity of Christ.
但是在那一刻，当他背负了全世界的罪孽的时候，他必须与父神断绝。
At that moment, because he bore the condemnation of sin, he had to be separated from God.
他就是在那永恒的义者耶稣，在那一刻被当作罪来处理了。
In that moment, Christ was regarded as sin and treated as such.
这是宇宙当中最大的不公。
This is the greatest injustice ever to happen.
却是宇宙当中最大的爱。
But it's also the greatest act of love the universe has ever known.
这就是十字架的爱。
This is the love of the cross.
我们来看灵后五章二十一节，使我们在他里面成为神的义。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
这是交换的下半部分。
This is the second half of the verse.
基督替我们成为罪，目的是让我们在他里面成为神的义。
Christ became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God.
神的义指的是神那自己完美的、毫无瑕疵的公义的品格和地位。
Very plainly, the righteousness of God refers to God's perfect, flawless virtue and position.
这意味着什么？
What does this imply?
因着信，我们与基督联合。
It suggests that we are in union with Christ.
神就不再看我们本来的污秽和不义了。
We are no longer judged for uncleanliness and wickedness.
而是看我们披戴基督那完全的义袍。
We are covered by the righteousness of God.
神看我们是在基督里。
God sees us as in Christ.
在神的法律面前。
Before the law of God.
我们被宣告为无罪和义人。
We are declared without sin and righteous.
就是神把罪归算在基督的身上。
It is because God had Christ bear the price of sin.
他就把基督的义归算在我们身上。
And had Christ's righteousness counted towards us.
神就看我们为义，你就释放吧。
And so God viewed us as righteous and forgave us.
不是因为我们多好。
Not because of our own merit.
完全是出于恩典。
But because of God's grace.
所以我们来总结一下这个伟大的交换。
To conclude this grand exchange.
那无罪的成为有罪的。
Firstly, Christ who was without sin became sin.
我们不义的罪人成为神的义。
Secondly, we who are sinners became the righteousness of God.
基督他承担了我们的咒诅、隔离和死亡。
Christ bore our condemnation, separation, and death.
而我们承担了他的祝福、和好和生命。
But we received his blessing, reconciliation, and life.
这完全是不对等的交换。
This is a completely unequal exchange.
神取走了在我们里面所有的债务。
He cancelled all our debts.
却将所有的财富转到了我们的账户。
It is as if he transferred all his wealth into our account.
这就是和好的代价。
This is the cost of reconciliation.
这也是极致的恩典。
It is also his ultimate grace.
我们真的能够理解这极致的恩典吗？
Do we have a true understanding of this ultimate grace?
有一个姐妹。
I know of a sister.
小的时候因为一次意外。
When she was young, she was involved in an accident.
她的弟弟不幸身亡了，因为她的缘故。
It led to the death of her younger brother.
从此她就活在深深的自责和罪疚当中。
From then on, she lived in deep remorse and self-blame.
她认为自己是家庭的罪人。
She regarded herself as a wrongdoer in the family.
她认为自己一生都不配得到爱和快乐了。
She thought of herself as undeserving of love and happiness.
她努力地做好一切，试图弥补。
She put in great efforts to make amends.
但内心的重担从来都卸不下。
But she was unable to let go of her inner burden.
后来她听了福音。
She then heard of the gospel.
知道耶稣为罪人而死。
And Jesus sacrificed for sinners.
但她总觉得主耶稣的宝血能洗净别人的罪，但是洗不净我的罪，因为我的罪太大了。
But she was convinced that his blood could not cleanse her own sin, even if it could do so for others.
直到有一天，她读到了这节经文。
Till one day she read these verses.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
她就嚎啕大哭。
She suddenly began to weep.
她看到她那具体沉重的罪疚感。
She saw her heavy and very real sin.
已经被归算在十字架的耶稣身上了。
It was paid for on the cross by Christ.
主耶稣已经为他的弟弟的死承担了刑罚。
Christ had already taken on the penalty for the death of her brother.
而神看他不再是那个害死弟弟的凶手。
And God no longer viewed her as her brother's murderer.
而是披戴着基督完美义袍、完全被赦免的神的女儿。
But as a blameless daughter covered in the righteousness of God.
这个伟大的交换就彻底的释放了她。
This grand exchange allowed her to be completely liberated.
她说，我一直努力想要脱掉那污秽的罪衣。
She recounted, I labored my entire life to shed the fabric of sin without success.
却徒劳无功，直到明白神不是要我脱掉它。
That was till I understood that God did not want me to take off sin.
而是要我接受他已经为我预备好的基督那雪白的衣袍，我只要穿上基督的衣袍就好了。
But to allow myself to be clothed in his pure righteousness.
啊，那这个交换呢，让他从多年的精神的牢笼当中走了出来。
This exchange allowed her to step out of her psychological prison of many years.
真正体验到了与神和好的自由和安息。
To truly experience the freedom and peace of reconciliation with God.
所以大家。
So everyone.
真理不是为了填充我们的头脑。
The truth serves not only to fill our minds.
今天又多听了一篇讲道。
Another sermon given today.
而是为了改变我们的生命。
But it acts to change our lives.
所以对于那些还没有信主或在寻求信仰的人。
To those who are unbelieving.
也许你会在想 我一直在犹豫在寻找在挣扎当中。
Perhaps you are hesitant, you are deliberating.
你想等我生命再干净一点再说。
Let's wait till my life is a little cleaner.
等我再明白多一点再说。
Let's wait till I understand a little bit more.
上个星期 我去见一个姐妹。
Last week I went to meet a sister.
她不信主，她还没有信主。
She's an unbeliever.
当我给她传福音的时候。
When I spread the gospel to her,
她就说我还要 我觉得我还要修炼一段让自己变得更好的时候再信耶稣。
She said, I need a little more time for self-cultivation.
但是和好不是自己努力的成果。
But reconciliation is not the product of your own effort.
而是我们已经接受已经完成的一个事实。
But something that is already complete that awaits your acknowledgement.
我们差的只是一个信心的回应。
There's only for us to respond.
第二，对于已经信主的。
For those who are already believing.
我们要活出一个和好的见证。
Let us live out a testimony of reconciliation with man.
一个真正与神和好的人，必然是一个寻求与人和好的人。
One who has truly experienced reconciliation with God will naturally also seek reconciliation with others.
与神垂直关系的修复，必然体现在水平面上与人关系的修复上。
Our relationship with man is perpendicular to our relationship with God. To mend our relationship with man, with God, we must also mend our relationship with man.
想想你的生命中是否有需要去修复的关系。
Consider whether there are any broken relationships in your life in need of repair.
是否有需要去主动道歉或者主动饶恕的人。
Are there people in your life you need to apologize to or forgive?
我们有时候需要去做第一步。
Sometimes we need to take the first step.
去放下自己的面子。
To put down our own egos.
去放下害怕被拒绝的那份心。
To discard the fear of rejection.
主动的去踏出第一步和好的这样子的一个动作。
To make the first step in the act of reconciliation.
第三，对于所有神的儿女。
Thirdly, to all children of God.
当我们领受了这个大使的职分的时候，求主使我们有这样子胸怀和眼光。
We have received the role of Christ's ambassador, and hence should pray for God to grant us the rightful ambition and insight.
这不只是在教会里面的活动。
It's not restricted to activity in the church.
而是每一天我们的生活。
But should allow this mission to be the center of our daily lives.
在职场当中。
In our workplace.
活出一个基督徒的身份。
To live out the identity of an ambassador of Christ.
并且在合适的时机可以邀请人，或者是与人分享福音。
During the appropriate occasion, we should courageously share the good news.
在家庭当中。
In our families.
尤其是那未信主的家人。
Especially for those who are unbelieving in our family.
要用心的去爱他们。
We should take effort to love them.
并且有美好的生命见证。
And deliver beautiful testimony.
在社会当中。
In society.
关心他人的需要。
Care for others' needs.
积极的去参与外展和宣教。
Be eager to participate in missions and evangelism.
把这个和好的使者的身份去运用出来。
To properly exercise the identity of the ambassador of Christ.
不要让我们再做一个沉默的基督徒。
Let us not be a silent believer.
把和好的这个职分藏在一个保险柜里面。
To hide our identity within a safe.
OK, 我们来做最后的总结。
Let us make our final conclusions.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
神的爱达到了顶峰。
God's love was at its zenith.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
旧的隔绝被打破。
The old separation between man and God was broken through.
在十字架上。
On the cross,
新的生命已经开始了。
New life begins.
所以神借着这段经文再一次向我们每个人发出了一个带着权柄充满慈爱的呼唤，与神和好。
Today, God is using these verses to speak to every single one of us with authority and benevolence,
我们来祷告，
calling us to reconciliation.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父，
Our Father in heaven,
我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praise you.
在我们罪孽和过犯的时候，
Even though we were sinners,
是你主动来寻找我们。
You sought us out through Christ.
你使那无罪的基督替我们成为罪。
You made the blameless Christ become sin for us.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义，成为你的义。
So we might become righteousness in him.
主啊，
Dear Lord,
帮助我们能够真正的明白。
Aid us in understanding.
这恩典是何等的浩大。
How great this favor is.
求你点燃我们在我们里面的爱火。
Rekindle the fire of love within us.
让我们先活出与人和好的生命。
Let us first live out lives of reconciliation to others.
然后勇敢喜乐地承担这和好的使者的身份。
And then with courage and joy, take on the role of the ambassador.
在这世上为你做美好的见证。
To testify before this